This story coming up here on KNKX is from our weekend storytelling show, Sound Effect. Here's Sound Effect host, Jennifer Wing.
Today, we're sharing stories of broken hearts. Michelle Penaloza is a poet. She lives in Seattle. A few years back, she was in a rough place. She had just moved to Seattle from Eugene, Oregon, to escape an abusive relationship. She didn't have a job, and she found herself looking for a way to heal. She came up with the idea to take walks with different people who had also experienced heartbreak. She and the other person would leave from the old Hugo house on Capitol Hill to the spot where the heartbreak happened to this other person. Along those walks, some of which were all-day multi-mile treks, Michelle listened to the other person's story and turned their experience into a poem. These poems are now in a collection called Landscape Heartbreak. I met Michelle outside the old Hugo house on a freezing cold day for us to take a walk of our own. We started with her sharing her heartbreak poem about the abusive relationship she eventually escaped.
Because of the garden and the salt I left there. Because Billie Holiday slept there once. Because of the lentils in jars, the hydrangeas drunk on pennies, the grafted apple trees, the Italian plums and Rainier cherries. Because he told me he loved me. Because I believed him. Because he told me I was crazy. Because he made me believe. Because of the dinner parties and barbecues and birthdays and karaoke and board games and puzzles. Because being alone meant losing. Because he couldn't brush his teeth without me. Because I had nowhere else to go. Because people were coming over for dinner and we'd already invited them weeks ago. Because I owed him and I would ruin all of his plans. Because it's not like he ever hit me. Because I had already tried so many times before. Because my friends were tired of hearing me cry, and so I stopped crying, and I stopped having friends who heard me cry. Because I am not a quitter. Because he owned me. Because no one knew. Because I loved him, too. Because he said I was crazy, because my hair would fall out, because I was crazy, because of the moon, because of my dead father, because a ghost would enter my body and not speak with my mouth, because the mangoes would never taste right again, because of the peonies and their bowed heads, heavy with dew.
You write about a lot of reasons to stay.
I think that what inspired that poem was actually I was reading, I think this was several years ago, I don't remember exactly, but there was this like hashtag on Twitter, like about like hashtag because, like, you know, like people being like, you know, blaming women, blaming abused people for staying. Like, why would you stay with somebody who treats you that way? And, you know, I know so many really strong women, myself included, who, when you're in that, you don't, it doesn't seem like that's what's happening.
How did you convince 22 people to walk with you and spill their hearts out to you and to share these very personal experiences?
I think that for the people that were the volunteers for this, they were at a place with whatever had happened or whatever hurt or heartbreak they were sustaining or had survived, that they wanted to talk about it or that they could talk about it, you know? Or, you know, people just mostly were like, oh, like, take me to a place. I think that was part of it, too, that all of these stories are very connected to the place that they brought me. And, you know, that makes sense. Like, if you think about when something's hurt you and it's connected to a place, like, you avoid that place, right? And for a lot of people on their walks, this was the first time that they'd been back to wherever that happened.
What were some of the places?
Like, one of my favorite walks, just because it was like, it was just an intense walk, but also fun. The person I walked with was a really fun person. She walked me from Hugo House to the Sorrento. But, like, the whole talk lasted, like, 3 or 4 hours because we just sat at the bar and drank and kept talking. So that was kind of an awesome walk.
Was there a common theme in all of the stories you collected, in all of the heartbreak?
One of the things that when people hear about the project, they think, oh, they're all like breakup poems, but they're not. You know, there's so many different ways your heart can break, right? So there were people who had lost parents, who had lost children. One was basically about racism and being pushed out of Seattle. And like, I'd never thought about, racism is horrible, right? We know that, but I hadn't thought about it in terms of the way that I've been thinking about heartbreak, right? Like when you hear someone's lost a child and had a miscarriage, that's heartbreaking, of course, but so is racism. How you respond to that hurt and unfairness eventually or in the midst shapes you.
Writing all of these poems and listening to the stories, has this project changed how you will react to future heartbreak?
Yeah, I think that it's more about like it helped me to heal, right? Like to see how people have overcome things. And also it's a real gift when someone decides to bear their soul to you in that way. You know, there are a lot of people who went on those walks with me that hadn't talked to their partners or like members of their family about that heartbreak, but it's somehow sometimes easier to talk to a friend of a friend or a stranger who's like doing a project. I was like this sort of weird medium or vessel for it.
That's a big responsibility.
Yeah, and an honor. In fact, if I had one kernel to share in terms of how to interact with somebody who's really hurting, just listen. Or if they want you to say something, or if you don't know what to say, say, I don't know what to say. It seems like you're really hurting, or I can tell you're really hurting. I don't know what to say, but I'm here. And that's all you have to do. I don't know what's going to happen. What I know is that I'm here.
Thank you for sharing.
Yeah, thanks for walking with me.
Michelle Penaloza is a poet who lives in Seattle. Her collection of poems is called Landscape Heartbreak.